them don't know. I think they know, man. They don't know.
They know.
The Goyim know. The Goyim know. They know all the things that we have done. And now they're telling everyone. The Goyim know. The Goyim know. They know. Cause the Goyim know.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome. It's time to break free. I will be your host for the hour, David Matthew Rock, coming to you live from the constitutional carry state of Arizona via the Patriot broadcast from the trenches, 89.5 FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, Jalapenos channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and many more micro-broadcasts and webcasts heard around the world. Take the time to check out the number one source for Patriot news on the web at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. If you'd like to contact me via email, I can be reached at DavidMatthewRock@gmail.com. This is a live call-in program. Come on up and share your thoughts and experiences. Unlike the mainstream media, listener participation is appreciated. The call-in number is 641-715-3610. Once connected, you'll be asked for the conference room number, which is 220029 in the pound sign. Hit star 6 to unmute. It is currently 1:03 p.m. Arizona Mountain Time. It is 94 degrees in Casa Grande, Arizona, sunny with 39% humidity. Oy vey, it's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. All right, to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. We're going to have some fun this hour and maybe even learn a thing or two. We will get right into it as soon as we return from these messages from our sponsors.
Try to laugh about it, fill their news networks with lies.
I try to laugh about it, hiding the Zog from their eyes, cause goys don't cry. Goys don't cry. I would tell Goyim I hate them, but a victim I can't play. While I scream about the bars of soap, gas chambers, and lampshades, I try to laugh about it, dumb down the goy with fluoride. I try to laugh about it, hiding the hoax from their eyes, cause goys don't cry. Goys don't cry. I would do most anything to get shekels for the yids, while I spray white phosphorus to Palestinian kids. Donate to APAC, have a mitzvah, go fight in Iraq, go play at the Wailing Wall. We control the media, Hollywood, and the porno biz, keeping the goyim distracted with our bread and circuses, cause goys don't.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
All right, folks, so yesterday we brought up an article titled U.S. Lawmakers Seek to Criminally Outlaw Support for Boycott Campaign Against Israel. In yesterday's episode, we went into detail from a historical and a natural law perspective why boycotts are absolutely within your right. So I decided to take some time and maybe laugh at our oppressors and have some fun with it. I actually was looking up some jokes last night, and I tell you what, the Ministry of Truth is working overtime. The only site that I could find in the first three pages of results came out of South Africa, and I'm lucky that I actually copied these jokes down because the site is no longer accessible. So if you give me a second, I'm just going to pull up these jokes and read them to you. Okay, so here we go. So why do Jews have big noses? Because air is free. All right, did you hear about the new tires, Firestein? They not only stop on a dime, they also pick it up. Why do Jewish men have to be circumcised? Because a Jewish woman won't touch anything unless it's 20% off. Why are synagogues round? So the Jews can't hide in the corner when the collection box comes around. Why did the Jews wander in the desert for 4 years? Somebody dropped a shekel. Oop, hit the wrong button. Here we go. Why do Jews wear yarmulkes? Because the hats with the little propeller cost extra. How was copper wiring invented? Two Jews found the same penny. All right, so in this article that we brought up yesterday, U.S. lawmakers seek to criminally outlaw support for boycott campaign against Israel. They're proposing punishments. Well, I'll just read it directly. Anyone guilty of violating the prohibitions will face a minimum civil penalty of $250,000 and a maximum criminal penalty of $1 million and 20 years in prison. So what, for free speech and for where I choose to spend my money? That's insane. Now, on a video that I posted yesterday titled, Who Does Mike Pence Work For? We had a woman come up and leave a comment. Her name is Joanna. She wrote, Mike Pence is a Christian. All of us who believe in Jesus the Christ, who was a Jew, and who read and believe the Bible to be the infallible written word of God, support the nation of Israel because the Bible tells us to. So I'm kind of curious where this is coming from. So I did a little bit of research and found an institution called Christian Zionists Unite for Israel. So we're going to play a RT clip real quick and give you an idea who these people are.
For these Christians, it's the Holy Land, Zion, the home of God's chosen people.
Christians united for Israel. Israel.
Israel. Israel. Thousands gathered here in Washington to show their support for the nation of Israel.
God says, I will bless those who bless Israel. And personally, I would like to be a part of that. Thank you very much.
Organized by pastor and televangelist John Hagee, the Christians United for Israel Summit boasts plenty of big names, including Glenn Beck, John Bolton, and members of Congress.
I want to take the liberty of describing Pastor Hagee in the words that the Torah uses to describe Moses. He is an Ish Elohim, a man of God. And those words really do fit him. And I'd add something else. Like Moses, he's become the leader of a mighty multitude, even greater than the multitude that Moses led from Egypt to the promised land.
Each year, the conference brings together Christian and Jewish leaders for prayer, speeches.
If we stand up and say no more, no more hatred, no more demonizing Israel, no more Helen Thomases, no more distortions, no more misrepresentations, we can set the limit on what they do.
And a celebration of the special bond between Israel and the United States.
Whenever we kind of stiff Israel, something bad happens here. We pushed people out of Gaza and so forth, and then we had Katrina over here, where people were pushed into different states because of a storm. And people see almost a parallel between rough treatment to Israel and judgment happening to America.
Kufai takes a tough stance on defending Israel, and some participants say they want to see more than sanctions used against Iran.
It hasn't really slowed down their nuclear advances, and I don't know that as America that we can do anything. We hope that the Israelis would be preemptive.
Other participants say God will intervene.
I don't care how much the Iranians get their bomb together to annihilate Israel. It will fizzle. It will fizzle. It will not work. Because in the 67-year war, there were time and time again that they would look up and they would see bombs just, boom, in the air. And there was this invisible bubble over Israel. Because God's going to protect his people.
Many Christians also believe the second coming of Jesus Christ can't occur without the state of Israel.
Well, I suppose he could, but he won't know where to land because Peter's supposed to land on the Mount of Olives, and he has to go into the temple compound.
Christian Zionists believe that only when the Jewish people are in Israel, the end of the world can begin.
If you're a believer in Jesus, you will go up the rapture. Yes. Hallelujah. If the Jewish people, it's still a mystery how God's going to work all that. But there's a, what would you say?
The Jews are God's chosen people.
Others say they're here for more earthly reasons, including lobbying Congress on the, quote, biblical position of Kufai's support for the nation of Israel.
On Wednesday, we go to Capitol Hill and we speak to our congressmen, our senators, and encourage them to stand with Israel in all their voting.
On the final day of the summit, Christians United for Israel arranges shuttles and makes appointments for all of its attendees to visit their representatives in Congress, ensuring a strong voice for pro-Israel positions year after year. Kaylin Ford, RT, Washington, D.C.
Okay, so that was a clip coming out of RT America. It was titled Christian Zionists Unite for Israel. Now, so the institution is called Christians Unite for Israel, and we're going to go directly to them and play one of their videos from the official Kufi YouTube channel. So let's get this going.
I know that many of you are asking the question, why are we doing this? The answer is very simple. We're doing this because God asks us to do so in His Word. Begin first with Genesis 12 and 1. When God was talking to Abraham, the father of the Jewish nation, He said to Abraham, I'm making you this promise. I will bless those who bless you, Abraham, father of the Jewish people, and I will curse those who curse you. Listen to that verse. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. I can open the Bible and world history and prove to you that every nation that blessed Israel was blessed of God. And that every nation that cursed Israel and the Jewish people was cursed of God. I can prove to you that America in history has been the most blessed nation on the face of the earth because they have blessed the Jewish people like no other nation on the face of the earth. I will bless those who bless you. The man, the church, the nation that blesses the state of Israel, the Jewish people will be blessed beyond measure. That's God's promise. A second verse, Isaiah 62:1. For Zion's sake, Zion is Israel. For Zion's sake, I will not remain silent. God is saying through the pen of Isaiah that there will come a day that it's important for Christians to speak up and stand up in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Even as Esther went before the king, Esther was a Jewish queen. She was in ancient Persia, which is modern-day Iran. And she went before the king and put her life at risk, speaking for the Jewish people in their defense, because Haman had made a plot to kill them all. Ironically enough, there is now a plot coming again from ancient Persia, which is Iran. Ahmadinejad of Iran is saying that the Jewish people in Israel should be wiped off the map. God is saying to the church in Isaiah 62:1, for Zion's sake, for Israel's sake, for the sake of the Jewish people, Do not be silent. I have set watchmen on your wall, verse 6 and 7, who will not keep quiet. And I'm praying that you will be a watchman on the wall. Psalms 122:6, David says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Why? Because if you know anything about world history, you know that when Jerusalem was at peace, the world was at peace. And when Jerusalem was at war, the world is at war. Once again, the focus is on Jerusalem. You see that nation on the front pages of your newspaper and on the telecast on a regular basis. Why? Because the eyes of the world upon Jerusalem. Soon, there is going to be a diplomatic battle over Jerusalem, trying to separate Jerusalem. And God promises that the nation that tries to divide the land of Israel in Joel 3 and 2 will come under the judgment of God. A fourth biblical reason why we support Israel is Paul's teaching in the book of Romans, Romans 15, 27. Romans 15, 27 says, for if the Gentiles, that would be us, have participated in the Jewish spiritual things, they, the Gentiles, owe it to the Jewish people to give to them of their material things. That's why we have a night to honor Israel. Now, what spiritual things have the Gentiles received from the Jewish people? The Jewish people have given to us the Word of God. Every word in your Bible written by Jewish hands. They gave to us the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They gave to us every prophet in the Old Testament. They gave to us the first family of Christianity, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. They gave to us the 12 disciples. They gave to us the Apostle Paul. That's why Jesus said in John 4:22, salvation is of the Jews. Why did he say that? He said that because if you take the Jewish contribution away from Christianity, there would be no Christianity. We have a debt to pay to the Jewish people who have suffered because the price they've had to pay to bring us the Word of God, to bring to us Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and to give to us the plan of redemption. Matthew 25, listen to the words of Jesus. This is another Bible reason why we support Israel. Jesus said, inasmuch as you've done it unto these, the least of these my brethren. Hear that phrase? The least of these my brethren. That's not referring to children. That translates those who are born according to my flesh. Jesus is talking about the Jewish people. Inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these my people, you have done it unto me. I have heard people all of my life say, I would do anything for Jesus. Would you do something for the Jewish people and Israel right now because they are under attack? There's a nation that has the ability to put a nuclear bomb together that's threatening to kill every one of them. The first thing Jesus is going to do when he gets back, according to Matthew 25, is have the judgment of the nations. And what's the basis of that judgment? The judgment of the nations is going to be how you treated Israel and the Jewish people. I want America to be on the right side of that issue. I want you as a person to be on the right side. I want you to receive blessings. I will bless those who bless you. I can tell you that God has blessed me immeasurably for my support of the nation of Israel and the Jewish people, and He will bless you. God bless each of you and those you love, and may the blessings of the Lord be poured out upon you beyond your capacity to contain it.
Oy vey, I'm counting my shekels. Okay, so that was Official Kufi. That's the name of the channel. One word, Official C-U-F-I. And then the title of the video was Why Support Israel? Christians United for Israel. Okay, I'm going to play a... Go ahead. Hold on one second. Go ahead, Flea.
I said this guy needs to be shot and hung.
Yeah, that was
and that's not good enough for him.
That was Pastor Hagee. I failed to point that out. Now, we're a little pressed for time. I got a kind of funny song I'm about to play, and it takes some explanation. So on 4chan, there's this meme that started a few years ago, and it was basically about an autistic boy who would get good boy points by, you know, cleaning up the house and keeping up his personal hygiene. And he would exchange these good boy points for something called tendies. And what a tendie is a chicken tender. So if you didn't understand that, you wouldn't understand the song I'm going to play right now.
No tendies on my plate. No tendies on my plate.
A wing away, 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 a wing away.
In the oven, the mighty oven, the Hebrew screams tonight. In the oven, the fiery oven, the Hebrew screams tonight.
No tendies on my plate. No tendies on my plate.
Near the Auschwitz, the peaceful Auschwitz, the Hebrew screams tonight. Near the Auschwitz, the quiet Auschwitz, the Hebrew screams tonight.
No tendies on the plate. No tendies on the plate.
Nazis, don't fear my Nazis, the Hebrew screams tonight. Hush, my Nazis, don't fear my Nazis, the Hebrew screams tonight.
No tendies on the plate. No tendies on the plate. No tendies on my plate. No tendies.
All right, folks, I just wanted to interject. We're just having some fun being politically incorrect here about the last thing I am is a national socialist. But what I kind of get from that song is if you talk about the Jews in a negative fashion, you're not going to get any tendies on your plate, meaning you're not getting any good boy points. You're not getting any money. You're not going to have any success. You're going to be silenced and squashed. And depending on what you do or what realm you're operating in, you might even get murdered. So, but I tell you what, this is not Germany. This is not Canada and all the various other places where you cannot speak your mind. This is America. We have a historical document which we can throw in the face of our government called the Bill of Rights, and we can use it anytime we need to. So I'm going to go ahead and play one more song as we move out to the break.
All right, everybody, let's show them how we do it here in Tucson, Arizona. Please welcome, all the way from Kazakhstan, they are Barot and his cowboy Astana band. Give them a nice round of hoot and holler and holler.
This is a song called Namog Zrobić Domovon. It's been in my country, there is a problem. In my country, there is problem. And that problem is transport. It takes very, very long. Because Kazakhstan is big. Throw transport down the well.
Come on!
So my country can be free. So my country can be free. We must make travel easy.
country there is problem, and that problem is the Jew. They take everybody's money, they never give it back. Throw the Jew down the well, so my country can be free. You must grab him by his horns, then we have a big party. If you see the Jew coming, you must be careful of his teeth. You must grab him by his money, and I tell you what to do. Everybody, throw the Jew down the well, so my country can be free. You must grab him by his horns, then we have a big party.
You are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disaster situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
What a shower! Goyim, don't guess me. Don't guess me. No more. Goyim, don't guess me. Don't guess me. Shlomo. What a shower. Boy, they I don't know why you always hate me. You didn't do nothing but usury. Don't call me kind, your boys are wrong. give me a shekels. Water shower, goyim, don't kiss me. Don't kiss me, no more. Water shower, goyim, don't kiss me. Don't kiss me, shlomo. It's another show, show, oy vey. It's another show, show, oy vey. I don't know, what can I do? Voices can't help but blame us Jews. But they will learn to love the Jews. For New Zion, what a shower. For him, don't kiss me. Don't kiss me no more. What a shower. For him, don't kiss me. Don't kiss me, shlomo. It's another show, a show, oy vey. It's another show, a show, oy vey. What a show, a bad goyim, bad goyim, bad goys. What a show, a bad goyim, bad goyim, bad goys. What a shower, goyim, don't kiss me, don't kiss me, no more. Don't kiss me, don't kiss me. I want no other, no other Auschwitz. This is our world, our time. You'll pay for the show, now stop with Rahoa. Shut it down. What a show, goyim, don't kiss me. Don't kiss me, no more. What a show, goyim, don't kiss me. Don't kiss me, shlomo. Oy vey. It's another show, a show, oy vey. It's a new to show, a show, oy vey. What a show,
It's time to break free as a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail in donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box, 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. Okay, so folks, we're just having fun being politically correct here. Any of our callers want to come up and discuss their thoughts before I move on to the next thing? I know we were chatting with Flea earlier. Are you there, Flea? Okay, so I have a few things that I want to cover. There's an excellent video by Activist News. It's called... Go ahead. Come on up.
Previous half hour, Hagee... Those type of creatures on TV and stuff, you'll notice that there's nothing but that type of ever on TV or radio.
I'll tell you what, I stopped watching television in 2006, and I haven't looked back. So I really don't have a clue what's going on TV.
Back in the 80s, man. I haven't watched in a long time myself. But it's still the same thing. And they're all pro-Jew. And, let me say something right this. Israel is not the right word used to them people. They stole that word. I believe Israel applies to the believers in Christ. It says in the Bible, there's no more Jew or Gentile in Jesus. So that's Israel. And it
Sir, you're breaking up a little bit. If you can move towards a window or maybe reduce some of the background noise, maybe we could hear you a little more clearly. You want to try again?
Okay. Hold on here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. A little bit better. So go ahead, sir.
Israel applies to the doesn't apply to these Jews. They're not Israelites.
Well, they are surrounded in confusion and mystification. They definitely like to hide their own history, and there's definitely a bunch of little parallel stories you can get caught up in and cul-de-sacs and all that. So it's kind of hard to tell exactly what their heritage is or what they're doing or any of that.
The Bible from the Old Testament that applied a thousand years ago, but it's all pointing to the whole Bible is pointing the whole Old Testament is pointing towards the Messiah. And he has come, and now he is up on high at the right hand of the Father.
Well, I'll tell you what, sir. This next video that I'm going to play ties exactly into what you're speaking about. So I'll bring it up again. It's the channel is Activist-News, and then the title is Do We Call Them Jews or Zionists? So I'm going to go ahead and play this video, and after it's done, maybe you'll have some more commentary for us.
I'll call that replacement theology.
Hi, everyone. Well, welcome back to the show. Today I wanted to talk about Jewish identity within Zionism.
Sir, I'm going to need you to hang on for a second, okay? We're going to play a video, and it'll give you some more stuff to comment about. We're going to get this out real quick, and then we'll come right back to you, all right, sir?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Today I wanted to talk about Jewish identity within Zionism. In particular, I wanted to address the many people who comment on my Facebook page or YouTube videos who try to accuse me of being an anti-Semite for saying the word Jew instead of Zionist. A very common tactic used by some of these people is to try and correct me when I say the word Jew, or they insist that I use the word Zionist instead of Jew. Some people take offense to it, but the vast majority of people who use this argument are speaking from pure ignorance, and it is my hopes today to explain why. The process of secularism in the Jewish world is what is responsible for almost everything that the world blames the Jews for. For an example, it is a fact that the Armenian genocide, that is responsible for the death of an estimated 1.5 million people, was the works of Jewish revolutionaries being led by a Masonic lodge which consisted of displaced Balkan and Hungarian Jews. This Masonic lodge went by the name of the Young Turks, by the way, if you're curious where the Young Turks on YouTube get their name from. It was these Young Turks who overthrew the Turkish leadership and celebrated their victory by murdering over a million Christian Armenians and Greeks. Were the Zionists responsible for this? No. Was religious Judaism responsible for this? No. Was all the Jews everywhere responsible for this? No. Were secularist Jews and organized criminal activities responsible for this? Absolutely. What about some of the bigger genocides in history? What about the Russian Bolsheviks or the power structure behind communism and Stalinism? These led to the biggest massacres in history, a eugenics-based, atheistic, materialistic, dominated mindset that had anything but God-driven intentions. And yet, it was completely and utterly Jewish-controlled, led, and financed. Likewise, it is the secularist elements of Judaism that have created and promoted Zionism. When people like myself say that the world is being run by Jews, sure, that might seem like a simplified, generalized way of looking at it. But what we are talking about actually is a criminal network within secular Judaism. You also cannot call these secular Jews Zionists because it's a misrepresentation. In fact, it's a cop-out. It actually gives these criminal Jews a leg to stand on. The fact is, all of these Jewish-led genocides throughout history, the Jewish presence and domination of economics, banking, and finance, Jewish supremacism that advocates for the enslavement of all humanity, all of these things predate Zionism and have nothing to do with the illegitimate state of Israel. Most of the criminalized Jews or Israelis who are responsible for human trafficking, organ harvesting, stock market manipulation, espionage, etc., have nothing to do with Zionism. Likewise, most of these Jews are not religious either. However, if distinctions need to be made between secular Jews and non-religious Jews, you are still left with the issue that there are some of these religious Jews who are involved in this global scheme of deception and conquest. Likewise, there are also Talmudic secularist Jews who have nothing to do with the grand scheme of things. So, can this be resolved by calling the perpetrators Zionists? No, that just clouds the problem further and it actually whitewashes it. And it is for this reason that it is most correct to call them Jews. because that's what they call themselves, people. That's what they are. Whether they are religious or not, criminals or not, Zionist or not, they are still Jews. The thing is, Zionism as a political movement is only about 150 years old. Jewish coups, revolutions, genocides, the banking elite, the spread of Jewish power and the influence obviously predate Zionism. So I find it to be a bit of a scapegoat when my listeners ask me to call these people Zionist, when there is nothing that they have done for Zionism other than giving it the thumbs up. The reason I call it a scapegoat is because if Zionism falls to international pressure and Israel ceases to exist because of international pressure, that doesn't end the problem. It doesn't end Jewish power, and it doesn't end the reign of power that secularist Jews have in Hollywood, mining, etc. What I'm trying to say here is, you're actually doing organized criminal Judaism a favor by throwing Zionism under the bus, because you're only pruning at the leaves of the problem and not pulling at the roots. You are ultimately giving these criminals a way out by not even mentioning organized Jewry. Aside from religion, there is little distinction between secularist Talmudic Judaism and Zionism. To put this into better perspective, let us quote the words of an Israeli Jew, a former Zionist and IDF member who has since come out against Zionism. Back in 2015, Gilad Atzmon was joined by George Galloway, and he was asked to respond to what we have been discussing. This was his very interesting response, which was said in bad English, so forgive me if it sounds a bit odd. Atzmon said, "If Israel defines itself as a Jewish state and decorates its warplanes and tanks with Jewish symbols, the first thing we need to do is try to understand what is Jewishness. What is the relationship between Judaism, Jewishness, and the Jew? What is the relationship between these three elements and Zionism? These are fundamentals. Because of the domination of a lot of Jews within the left, we are prevented from going there. We are only allowed to talk about Zionism or colonialism. Zionism is a misleading notion. Zionism, from an Israeli perspective, died in 1948. Zionism was the promise to form a Jewish state in Zion, i.e. Palestine. Once this state was formed, from an Israeli perspective, the project was done. However, for American Jews in Brooklyn, or for Jews here in Gabiski, it is very much still a vivid concept. But from an Israeli perspective, it wasn't Zionism that motivated us or pushed us. We were Israeli patriots. We actually despised these so-called diaspora Jews, whom we regarded as very weak people. Israel doesn't want to exploit the Palestinian people. It wants them out. Colonialism speaks about the relationship between a mother state and a settler state. Israel is a settler state, but there is no mother state. Who is the mother state? We are using a lot of terminology that is very misleading. I realized this a long time ago, that it is the Jewish identity politics that drives the Jewish state, he said. So a fairly interesting quote that reveals quite a bit. I also wanted to express my deepest regards for all of the religious Jews who do stand against Zionism. I find it extremely brave and courageous. I believe it takes an extraordinary person to step outside of their cultural ties if they believe there are problems. Jewish academics and whistleblowers like Norman Finkelstein and Mordecai Vanunu are people I have a lot of respect for. The reason I mention this is because, for the most part, when I talk about Jewish power or a group of elite Jews who control the global banking system, I am not talking about religious Jews at all. Nor am I talking about Jewish people as a group or a whole. I am not an anti-Semite. I'm very much talking about a particular criminal enterprise within global Judaism that best identifies with secularists or cultural, non-religious Jews. There is a very peculiar fact within Judaism, and that is, for 1,000 years of religious Torah true Judaism, the religious Jews have not been responsible for a genocide as a collective. That is something I do believe and will say is true, according to my research. However, it is very much the secularist and non-religious Jews that have caused all of the mayhem, wars, and suffering of the last few hundred years. There are certainly big divides within Judaism, just like there are in Christianity, Islam, science, politics, etc. But in my opinion, one thing is clear. It is incorrect and dangerously naive to call these Jewish gangsters Zionists. Some of them are Zionists, but it is not Zionism that bonds them. It is secular Judaism and the consolidation of their power. Well, that's my take on it, folks. I hope to hear about yours, so comment below, give us a thumbs up, and please be sure to subscribe to our channel if you haven't. That's all we have time for today, guys, but thanks for watching. Until next time.
All right, that was Activist-News on YouTube, and the title of the video is Do We Call Them Jews or Zionists? Any thoughts, callers? Come on up. Okay. Give you another second to respond. Now, there's an article I've been trying to read for a couple days now. I think it really keys into the propaganda. I posted it on From the Trenches for discussion. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, my name's Doug. Excellent. I really appreciate you being a new person on the show here, Henry's network.
Well, thank you, sir.
And I hope it grows. I hope there's a lot more people like you. My name's Doug, and what I wanted to say about all this, you know, starting with John Hagee's speech and everything and all the rest of it, it's so informative, and I thank you for that, David.
You're very welcome, sir.
First of all, the big thing, and I've been in this field, so to speak, for like 40 years, so... First thing is Abraham was from Hebron. That's where his father was from, and so that's why they got the name Hebrews. And then as Abraham first broke away, and then his name was changed, and then he had Isaac, and then he had Jacob, and Jacob's name was changed to Israel. What we're looking at here, and I'm trying to make this succinct, is that, you know, you mentioned Esther and Haman and this kind of thing. See, Haman was an Amalekite, and so he was like of the seed, the offspring of the Edomites, who was the offspring of Cain. So you're looking at evil. Now, today, when we talk about Judaism and this kind of thing, or Jews, it's recognized, it's been published by them and everybody else that, the people we call the Jews, know as the Jews, are basically Khazarians. So they're the Sephardim, there's another group.
Ashkenazi.
All of them are not the descendants of Israel, Jacob.
Hey, David.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Did you say descendants of Cain?
Just a second, everybody. Everybody take a pause for a second. Hear me out. Go ahead, Henry.
There was a flood before that, and all of Cain's descendants were wiped out.
Sir,
Nobody came.
Hey, everybody, I need you to hold on for a second. Stop for 1 second. Come on up, Henry.
Now, figure that one out. It's just common sense.
David, so am I
just Henry? Can I speak? Wow.
Hey, Henry.
Sorry, brother. I made it. I just wanted to, you know, got kind of deep with the religious discussion there. I couldn't even get in, but I was talking, the video you played, outstanding information. But I would take exception with this, where they're talking about the secular Jews. Because they talk, he talks about him being without religion. Those people are absolute Satanists. Albert Pike and Aleister Crowley are their prophets, and it is pure Satanism. I mean, it's written into all of it. That's all I wanted to say, brother. Get back to program. Excellent job. Later.
Thanks, sir. All right. So let's continue.
Speaking about when Esther, you know, people have misconstrued the story, but it's clearly written there that. You know, they were under a threat of killing off all the Hebrew, which Esther was. She wasn't a Jew. Moses wasn't a Jew. They were under threat of being killed because...
I'm going to interject real quick. I'm not really that up on Bible studies, so I can't really confirm or deny what you're saying, sir. But I'll tell you what. What we're going to do... Hold on 1 second, everybody. Hold on, I'm going to have to mute you guys. Okay, So what's going to go on here is every Friday is going to be Oy Vey Friday. If they're telling us they're going to throw us in a concrete box and drain our bank accounts because we're boycotting them or speaking out against them, then I think we have to double down on our efforts. So what I encourage everybody to do is to email me information so we can study this subject and look at it together. And I'm going to give out my email address again. So get your pen and paper ready. I'll make sure to repeat it a few times. It's davidmatthewrock@gmail.com. 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 Now I'm going to turn the call-in line back up, and I need everybody to take their turn and be polite. Okay, so go ahead.
Could I say something? Every time I hear someone talk about how these people are related to Cain, okay, Cain and Abel, right? Adam and Eve. They didn't make it through the flood, dude. Now, how can they be related to Cain? So why does blood have anything to do with it? You know, think about that. The Bible says there was a great flood. Only Noah's people, Grandpa Noah, all of our grandpa, he's our grandpa. We all came off that ark.
Hey, hello, can I say something?
Hey. Right on. Well, go ahead.
Well, with all this discussion with Doug and the canines and all that, what does that help us in the situation that we're in today? Can anybody tell me that?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's a relationship of history that goes all the way back, and you have to know who was who in the zoo and how the whole story relates. It's a research project.
That's what it is. Researching all this time, I've heard this conversation 1,000 times over, and we're much further ahead of the game than we were 1,000 times ago. So where's all the research? Where's all the research getting us?
Excellent point, sir.
Well, you have to ask yourself, all these things are true. How has it benefited you so far? Where are we at now?
Did anybody so far as I can see?
Well, here's my answer to that is we were given laws by the Father that go back and show that even Abel knew it. And Cain knew it way back when. So it's kind of a responsibility to study and learn and carry yourself respectively in honoring the Father. And
okay, I'm going to fade down the caller line. Well, those who do not know their history are doomed to repeat it. So there is that aspect of it. But as far as what went on 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 or 5,000 years ago, I wasn't there. You weren't there. We don't know for sure. We have to remain skeptical. So if I'm going to do any research into this at all, it's going to be more about understanding terms and maybe understanding relationships and maybe more about the current history, not going back 2,000 or 3,000 years. I tell you what, I appreciate everybody's calls and everybody's thoughts and opinions. I'm going to go ahead and play the outro music. Everybody enjoy your weekend, all right?
David, somebody's trying to get in.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Katie. I'll give you a second.
Oh, well, there was somebody before me, David. Go ahead, female. Maybe they hung up. But I did want to say, you know, John Hagee was up there saying, you know, if we bless Israel, then we'll be blessed. You know, he says, I've been so blessed, you know, and, you know, he's not blessed by God. He's blessed by, you know, those that are, you know, paying these people off, you know, big bucks to promote the Zion or the Jewish agenda. You know, and this guy lives in a gated community. He's in San Antonio. I mean, mega, mega, mega church. So anyway, he's full of it.
He's the scum of the earth. He's the absolute scum of the earth. Anybody preying on people's ignorance and people's sheepishness is the absolute scum of the earth. And on that note, I'm going to play my outro song. Y'all have a good weekend.